meeting to order. Before we start on opening items, we have 1.2 new agenda item. Is it currently got put in here? So you can strike that off of there. That is not part of our opening items. Other than that, we'll go to 1.3, the Pledge of Allegiance. So would everybody please rise?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I want to welcome everybody here tonight. It's nice to have some new faces here. We'll go to roll call next, and council member Charles Garcia is not here tonight, but he did call in, so it's excused. What do we need to do? Just
make a motion.
Okay, somebody want to make a motion to accept Charles Garcia's excuse for tonight?
I'm going to excuse Charles from the meeting for tonight.
Dan first, Ken second, Ken Johnson second. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, Charles is excused for tonight. Okay, next on our agenda is citizen input. If you would like to address the council, and that's the whole council, we allow up to 5 minutes. If you raise your hand, you come up to the mic and state your name and address. So is there anybody that needs to address the council tonight? Okay. Okay, approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Make that motion.
Mark Snyder first.
Second.
Okay, Ken Kaler second. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, then that passes. Consent agenda. Do I have a motion? Second. Okay, Jan first. Okay, Ken Johnson second. Any discussion? All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. All right, that passes too then. Next, we'll go to public hearing on consideration of rezone requests from Darren and Nicole Amoruso and Judy Meeks. Eamon? No, it's Daryl. That's you, Daryl.
Yes. Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. For the record, Daryl Piercy, city planner. Before you for consideration and for the purpose of a public hearing tonight to take testimony is a rezone request to rezone property located in Othello from commercial 2, and the request is to change that to suburban 1.
Excuse me, Daryl, I'm going to stop you. I got out of line here on this one. This is the public meeting process here, so let me do something. I'll jump you back up again.
Okay.
Forgot about the public meeting in this one. I didn't see it when I brought it up. Okay, please bear with us as we progress through the technical aspects of the public meeting. This public meeting is now opened at 7:05 p.m. and is being held to receive comments on the consideration of the rezone request to rezone filed by Darren and Nicole Amoruso and Judy Meek. I now ask staff to present information. Okay, Darrell. Sorry about cutting you off there, but.
No problem. Again, as you've indicated, we have a request before us for consideration from the Amorusos and Judy Meek to rezone property from C2 to suburban 1. And I would like to bring up the map that shows the location of the property. This is the zoning map from the city of Othello. North is at the top. Their property is located approximately in this area of the map, just on the southern boundary of the city limits. This is 14th here and the state highway along that location. And I'm also going to come in a little closer. And the colored yellow is the actual parcels that are part of the rezone request right here. This property is owned by the Port District, both this large parcel and the smaller parcel here. As you can see, there are two parcels that are under request right here in this location. Both are approximately 4.7 acres for a total of 9.4 acres for the total rezone request. You may recall, for those of you who have been on the council for a bit, that this property was the subject of an annexation petition not too many years ago, primarily instigated by the Port District and brought in Ms. Meeks with this property as part of that rezone petition. At that time, the action of the council was to rezone the entire annexation, the annexation petition was to rezone the entire annexation to commercial 2, and that, of course, benefited the needs of the Port District, and they were requesting that. There was apparently some confusion, however, by these property owners as to whether or not their property was in fact zoned commercial or if it would stay in residential use, which it currently is. There's a house on this portion of the property, and historically there's been a house on that property. So when we recently received a building permit application at the city to construct a single-family residences on the north parcel, which was going to be purchased by the Amorusos, we discovered that the zoning was not appropriate for the development of a single-family residence. And that has led to this request for a rezone to suburban 1. Now, you might note on the zoning map that there currently is no other suburban 1 zoning that has taken place in the city. And the primary reason for that is because the suburban zoning is identified in the zoning code, but it's primarily used for those areas that are greater than 1 acre and tend to be on the fringe or the transition area of the city boundaries and the county. So we've been developing at high levels of urban density in this area north of Highway 26, but we continue to see very large parcels of residential area, as we do here, in the southern portion of the highway, and that represents the request to suburban 1 because it reflects the actual size and long-term intent of the use of those parcels rather than trying to identify that a higher density residential zone with the realization that that probably wouldn't occur for some time because these property owners have indicated their long-term desire is to keep the acreage intact. So we do not anticipate any further subdivision here. This appears to be a very nice transition from the city urban densities to the rural densities to the south. As you can see by my report that has been handed to you in your packets, that this has gone before the Planning Commission. They have taken testimony in regards to this issue and have recommended unanimously support of the rezone request by the Amorusos and the Meeks. So, with that, I'd be happy to respond to any questions that the council may have. And again, as this is a public hearing, there may be others that are here to testify. The petitioners are in the audience, and if you'd like to hear from them, I'm sure they'd be happy to discuss their needs and their intent.
Okay, we'll move on to the next part, and we'll call you up in a minute, Darrell. Okay, we'll now ask for public comments, questions, or objections to be heard from citizens. Please raise your hand so I may recognize you. After I acknowledge you, please come to the microphone and state your name and address for the record. I will allow up to 5 minutes for each citizen. Okay, since there's no public comments, I will now close the time to public comment. Does any council members have comments or questions at this time? Close the public meeting at 7:10 p.m. All right. Okay, we will move to 4.2, ordinance to rezone the property. Darrell?
Thank you again, Mayor. For the record, Darrell Piercy, City Planner. Before you for consideration is an ordinance that would create the rezone, as we discussed earlier in the public hearing, that would modify the city's zoning map for these two parcels as identified in the ordinance from commercial 2 to suburban 1. Approval of this ordinance would affect that zoning change as has been requested.
Okay. Any questions from council? So are you looking for
motion to approve the ordinance?
All right, it's not on here, so don't see it. So I do hear a motion to approve the ordinance.
Motion.
As written. Okay. Ken Kaler.
Second.
Mark Snyder, second. then the Amarusos have 30 days until the next blank, January 31st, 2014. It's only really a month, but it lapses 2 years. So they either have to, at that time, put in a separate meter and run the full 1,000 feet, or tap onto the port line that has extended south, which would benefit them. So we're really authorizing by this agreement temporary construction water. It is a longer period of time than normal, but it does benefit the Amarusos. The city accountability is still there, and we are paid for every drop that's used. So with that, we're asking the council to approve the usage agreement with the Cole Amoruso.
Questions? So do I hear a motion to approve the water agreement with the Amarusos? Ken Johnson first.
Second.
Okay, Eugene second. Any further questions or discussion before we vote? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? All right, then that passes. Okay, 4.4 public hearing on renewal of Northland Cable consideration of ordinances. Let me find the public hearing. As we progress through the technical aspects of the public meeting. This public meeting is now open at 7:16 p.m. and is being held to receive comments on the consideration of the renewal of the Northland Cable franchise. I will now ask staff to present information. Eamon?
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to review with the council some elements of the contract so that we're clear. Basically, it's an extension of the 20-year contract for Northland Cable Services that the city had. However, the term of this new contract we have limited to 10 years because the technology world is changing so fast and rapidly, we don't know what's going to be available. So we're asking for a 10-year contract with a 5-year extension available. Further, the contract identifies the insurance requirements that will be posted by Northland Cable at $2 million, combined single limit per occurrence for bodily injury, personal injury, and property damage. And for those policies with aggregate limits, a $2.5 million aggregate limit. They have provided the adequate insurance in the past, and they have agreed to continue to do so. Programming is another element of the contract, and that identifies there are a number of subjects that are in the contract that the franchise agreement identifies that they will provide. Now, we can ask for in the city general programming like family shows or sports shows. We cannot ask for example, a specific channel like the Disney Channel. We can ask for family.
questions or objections to be heard from citizens, please raise your hand so I may recognize you. After I acknowledge you, please come to the microphone and state your name and address for the record. I will allow up to 5 minutes for each citizen. Okay, Mr. Crozier?
I think I'd like to have council consider a couple of things in our dealings with Northland Cable. Number one, we asked to be informed of when this meeting came because we asked to speak to council about 15 months ago about the difficulties that we were having receiving quality service from Northland Cable. And we were not informed about this meeting tonight, but we came here and we found out that this was a subject we're talking about, so we're not really well prepared to discuss this with you, but we'll do our best, okay? Number one, the technology moves so fast that a 10-year extension is really unreasonable and should only be 5-year, we feel, because that gives you a chance to review it at that point in time. If we all go to fiber optic cable, which there is a great push on by our county commissioners to get that system up and running here and get somebody to come and actually install it for us, then we would not need the cable, you know. as for myself, I do work from home, like everybody else does work from home, and I bought my service through them based on their advertisement to provide me certain speeds and certain data capacity. They never provided, in the 8 months that we were with them, they never provided the speeds, they never provided all their advertised product attributes in terms of data capacity, and it caused us a lot of problems. And so what we did is we bought our own server, we're connected up to the fiber optic cable now, so that we can actually wheel great huge drawings like you received for your public works back and forth, and then we check them and everything else. So we think that you ought to take a look at this with a real jaundiced eye, especially since you don't have any proposals from anybody else. You know, you're just going on extending this. Another thing that has happened in the history of dealing with Northland Cable in the city, which you may not be aware of, was back in the early 1980s, we made a franchise agreement with them, dependent on the fact that they would provide a hub so that we could, in times of community distress or problems that we had, we could have our own, like, cable television station and everything else. They were supposed to do that inside the high school in the media lab there, and I believe my ex-wife, Linda Crozier, wrote that part of the agreement with them, or had quite a bit of input on that. And that never happened. They never produced that. So how can you expect them to produce on their contract that you give them now if they didn't produce then? So I think that because, you know, we had Mount St. Helens, and we've had some other instances where we've had to invoke a community-wide communication system where that would have been better for everybody to be able to communicate that way, that you should look at other alternatives. You know, you should look at wireless for the whole community, and then you wouldn't have their wires strung all around the community. But you haven't even talked to another company. This is just a rubber stamp approval of a contract continuation. And I think it's too long, and if it were me, I wouldn't do business with them.
Thank you, Mr.
Because
Crozier.
They don't deliver on what they say they're going to deliver.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Crozier. Any other public comments? Okay. Does staff want to respond to the public comments or questions?
We have three comments.
Okay.
First is that the public hearing notice was published in the local paper as required. The second one is relative to the term contract. The cities of Soap Lake, Freda, Moses Lake, I believe Royal City, have all adopted the same contract with a 10-year term in it. And then the fourth or the third issue is this is a non-exclusive contract, which means that if another cable company came in, we would be in here talking to you about their service to the community.
Okay. Okay, does any of the council members have comments or questions at this time? Okay, I will now close the public meeting at 7:26 p.m. All right, 4.5, consideration of ordinance relating to the utility occupation tax. Amon?
Thank you, Mayor. I would ask that you address the ordinance with the franchise agreement first, and we can move on to the utility tax.
Oh, is it? Okay. Oh, there's an ordinance there. Okay. Nope, that's not it.
Ordinance establishing the franchise for Northland Cable.
I'm trying to find it. There's a bunch of them here. Not that one. Do I hear a motion? Is that your after motion I take it, huh?
Yes,
right?
4.4.
Okay, do I hear a motion to accept the contract as written with Northland Cable Television?
I'll make that motion.
And Johnson first.
Second.
Mark Snyder second. Any further questions or discussion?
Is 10 years a standard contract, or is that something that
20 years had been the standard, and due to exactly the point Mr. Crozier rose, and internally we discussed the ever-changing world of technology, and the other cities have 10 also, as I understand it.
So we're cutting back by half?
Yes.
Any other questions? Okay, I'll let Ken.
Looking at this contract and whatnot, I think it was, what, some 35 pages of that, but anyway. It took a little while digging into that, trying to realize exactly what you're talking about. But I think if you ended up with a problem, that you could come back and open this up for discussion again, probably either lengthen that or shorten that in that period of time. I know there's a lot of little fine points in there, and I think that if we ended up with a problem over a period of time, I think that we could probably open this back up again for discussion.
Is that right, Catherine?
Well, you can always open up a contract for discussion with the opposing party, but it's, you know, whether they would agree to any substantial changes in the contract is another issue. I guess what I would point out is that, you know, most likely the kind of problem, if there was one, that the city would be the most impacted by would be the addition of new technology or a new provider that provided something different or better. And in that case, you have to remember, this is simply an agreement authorizing the use of our right-of-way to install the infrastructure. So it, as Eamon said, it's a non-exclusive contract. Any other provider that's offering better or newer technology has the same right to come in and negotiate a contract to use our right-of-way if that's the way they were going to deliver their technology. So.
Any other questions? Good questions. Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same? Okay, then that passes. Thank you. Okay. Consideration of an ordinance relating to the tax, utility occupation tax. Eamon?
Thank you, Mayor. Mike, could you put that chart back up? The four square chart. Not that we're going to play Foursquare. The short ordinance you have before you basically establishes that utility tax process that I identified during the franchise agreement. Again, you have the franchise fee at 5% plus utility tax is 6. You add those together, that's 11. If you subtract out the franchise fee at 5, that leaves us with our maximum threshold of 6% that we can charge. We're actually gaining a percent, and Mike and I talked about that today. It will be an increase in revenue to the city. So with that, we're asking that you adopt the ordinance relating to the utility occupation tax.
Questions? Okay, do I hear a motion to approve the ordinance relating to the utility tax?
So move.
Dan first. Do I have a second or not?
I'll second.
Okay, Ken Kaler second. Any further questions or discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same. All right, then that passes. Okay. 4.6, approval of 4-year banking service agreement. Mike?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. I got the wrong agenda memo.
Okay.
So I better read it. Oh, here, I got it on the thing, so I'll read it right off.
A banking services request for proposal was issued in July 29th of 2011. Responses were due by September 14th, and the respondents were Sterling Savings Bank, Columbia Bank, and U.S. Bank. Bank interviews were held on September 23rd, and the time schedule was arranged to go to council for approval on October 10th. Due to some unforeseen events, it became necessary to postpone the selection until after the first of the year. On January 26th, a banking RFP meeting was held with the City Council Finance Committee, composed of Gina Doral, Dan Deaver, and Mark Snyder. The finance officer presented their RFP responses, and the finance committee reviewed the qualifications. It became evident that all three banks were highly qualified and would be capable of providing banking services to meet the city's needs. The committee's final recommendation was to go with U.S. Bank. So staff is asking council to approve. To approve a motion to authorize the mayor to sign a 4-year banking services agreement with U.S. Bank. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to ask.
Any questions or any comments from council that was on that committee? No? Any questions? Okay, so I'd hear a motion to authorize the mayor to sign a 4-year banking service agreement with U.S. Bank.
Make that motion.
Ken
second.
Okay, Mark Snyder first, Dan second. Any further questions or discussion before we vote? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, that passes.
Thank you.
Mike? Get back to my. Okay, unfinished business. Do we have any? New business? Yeah? Looks like you're moving, so I figure you must have something.
I just wanted to refer you to this new magazine that's hot off the press. That comes out from the Coulee Corridor and the Okanagan Trails and also Grant County. It's very worthwhile. It's based on tourism, and I think Harry Heater done an excellent job on this. By the way, the Coulee Corridor is back on track. They got new officers, and they're going to get this thing rolling again back like it was before. So anyway, that's just a comment.
Good. Any other new business? Do we have something else? Nope. Okay. There's no mayor's announcements tonight, so this meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Oh.